She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
This is Lisa Davis. Andrea is off today. We talk a lot about mindfulness on the show. And one of the areas that I've been practicing it is with eating. And so I'm thrilled to have the wonderful Jean Christeller, PhD. I love her book, The Joy of Half a Cookie, Using Mindfulness to Lose Weight and End the Struggle with Food, a science-based program to help you forget willpower, guilt, and deprivation. Love every bite. Tap into your body's fullness signals. Dr. Christeller, it's so great to have you on Naturally Savvy.
Hi, yes, great to be here.
It's so nice to have you on. I have to say, I do enjoy my food more. I'm still having trouble just enjoying the half a cookie. For example, I found these cookies that are like free of the most 8 common allergens because I have a lot of food sensitivities. And I hadn't had a cookie in so long. I think that was part of the problem. And I'd love for you to address this, that I kind of went cuckoo with the cookies because, I mean, if I would just let myself have a cookie once a week, it'd probably be fine. But if you don't have a cookie for years and then you're like, oh my gosh, I can have these cookies, you kind of go, you know, a little wacky. So talk to us about that, about the deprivation, about maybe letting yourself indulge more so you don't go over, and just about being mindful when you're eating.
Yeah. That's a great question. And this is what happens, that when we deprive ourselves, when we push things away, say we can't have them, often that's exactly what happens. When we give ourselves, either they show up or we give ourselves that permission, we tend to go overboard. And we, you know, that's human, that's natural. And we're talking about really letting yourself be more, make mindful choices, but to not have it fall into the good food, bad food mindset, because small amounts of those things are not going to drive us crazy. We can eat them if we really savor them. I talk about cultivating your inner gourmet. And what I often find with people who are working with this is two things will happen. One is that they'll realize some of those cookies they thought they love, they actually may not like that much because they've got the additives in them. They'll say, oh, these just taste, you know, I'm not even enjoying this. And then others will be, wow, this is fantastic. And I'm going to work up to where I can comfortably eat small amounts of these, but really let myself enjoy them. It's a real important place to try and move yourself into. Such a different
relationship. I agree. And it is, you know, and in the book, I love how you write, it isn't about willpower or rigid self-control. Instead, it's about creating balance through self-care and self-regulation. What's the difference? And then you talk about that. So tell us your, you know, difference between the willpower and self-control and that self-regulation and self-care.
Yeah, self-regulation is about balance. It's about not struggling with yourself. It's about tuning into your hunger, tuning into your fullness. One of the problems with diets, which tend to be about willpower and about sort of this rigid self-control, I want this, but I shouldn't. That's more the willpower, but I'm going to set up all these balanced meals for myself, which is great. You can learn a lot from doing that. But it's still this sort of the good food, bad food. One of the problems with those, in some ways it can make life simpler, but in other ways it disconnects us from all of those parts of our experiences that give us feedback. You lose track of what does it really mean to be hungry. You're either starving or maybe you've just gone on a binge and you're so stuffed, and that's not balance. It also puts you back in touch with what is a sense of fullness? What is a sense of enough? I love that word, enough. How do you know where that is? So many of the people I've worked with, and this is also what the research shows us, is that when you are depriving yourself and then you say, well, I'm just this one time, or I ate a little, so I've blown it, I'm going to keep on going, the people will overeat, and they'll have this sense of fullness is about stuffing yourself. So putting it back into that middle place. It's also about tuning into taste. Mentioned that before, but cultivating your inner gourmet is really important. And again, this is something that we often don't realize. Our taste buds are one of the first things that can tell us we've had enough. Our taste buds, unless we're really starving, our taste buds actually get tired after relatively small amounts. And they get tired more quickly on things that are sweeter and fattier. So that's actually good news. Because we
That is good news. I didn't know that until I read your book.
Yeah. Yeah. And so reconnecting with those experiences and saying, you know, those first few bites taste wonderful. I'm really enjoying them. But if I keep on going, you know, it just doesn't taste quite as good. That smaller amount of that really wonderful chocolate ice cream actually tastes far better than that large amount of the diet stuff.
And that's for sure, because it's real.
Yeah.
It is nice. You know, I want to jump into talking about the mind-body awareness training program, correct? Mm-hmm. Did I say that right? Yes. So you have, go ahead.
Well, it's mindfulness-based eating awareness training, or the MBE. Yes. I think that's
and
what
you have. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Sorry, I garbled it all up. Meditation and mindfulness, the power of tuning into your body and mind, embracing rather than fighting the positive value of food, and the power of science to show how these make a difference. And you talked about in the book how you melded this with your own personal experiences and struggles and research, and that's how you came up with the joy of half a cookie.
And so, yes, I'm talking from the heart and from also the stomach, that reconnecting the mind and the body, reconnecting them rather than driving them apart, is a lot of what this book is about. How do you learn to reconnect with your body, but also in a way that is supportive rather than depriving? Food is there for enjoyment, but not to overindulge in. We do get in trouble with that. We don't feel good. We, in fact, may feel overly stuffed, like I said. But you can reconnect in very powerful ways such that you'll realize, this won't happen overnight necessarily, but you'll realize that you can get comfort, you can get joy from that small amount of food when you really let yourself experience that.
You can. And what I love about the book, too, is that you have tools and practices, and that makes such a huge difference. So you actually help guide us so we can eat more mindfully and be more satisfied.
Yeah. And people can also find out on my website some more information about the background. And that's it's easy. It's www.mb-eat.com. And that has more information. It has some of our research studies on it. And some folks might find that useful to take a look at, too.
Yeah, well, you know, so many of us have heard of Jon Kabat-Zinn, PhD. I love how he writes, if you take this book to heart, which means if you incorporate its various practices into your daily life, you will find that it is an ever-giving gold mine. I thought he hit the nail on the head. So I want to encourage everyone to check out The Joy of Half a Cookie, a science-based program to help you forget willpower, guilt, and deprivation. Love every bite and tap into your body's fullness signals. Again, Jean Christeller, PhD. You're also the creator of the Mindfulness-Based Eating Awareness Training and co-founder of the Center for Mindful Eating. This has been so wonderful. I want to thank everyone for listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. You can go back and listen to past shows. Check out the other shows on Radio MD. So glad you listened. Take care and stay well.